For America.
U.S. District Magistrate Judge Candy Dale now ruling the state must begin issuing licenses to same-sex couples.
This court has taken upon itself a radical attempt to redefine marriage.
Fighting for Idaho.
The first person I called was my mom, and she said, I'm so proud of you, Abby.
The United States Supreme Court is going to have to answer this question.
It was a good day.
They move to a place, they accept it like vermin, they change it, and then they destroy it, and then they move on and do it to the next place.
Fighting for you.
You have your choice, folks. A cowboy, a curmudgeon, a biker, or a normal guy. Take your pick. Thank you very much. We're leaving it up to you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
I don't want to get in trouble.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Living the dream each and every day. Blessed to be a part of your morning. Thank you all for joining us. K. Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. We're joined by our friends from the 1st Battalion Lightfoot Militia.
The 27th Battalion Lightfoot.
Well, thank you. All right. Yep. We've got two militias here. Captain Craig Campbell is with us to introduce our panel. Is that correct, sir?
Sir.
Good to have you with us. You look good.
Well, thank you.
It's been a while.
Last
time we had you were with Jack Stewart.
And Jack, I wish we still had Jack with us, but he's been transferred to the 27th.
All right.
You took him.
That's
you
right.
You took Jack.
Yes.
So with us this morning is Steve Brown. He's our executive officer. And former Marine tanker, and also with Canyon County is the commanding officer of Canyon County, who is Lynn House.
Oh, well, thank you, gentlemen, for coming in.
No problem.
All right, so let's talk about the militia here in the state of Idaho and what's going on. We'll start with that.
Joe?
It's a great setup that our founders started a century ago, and it's a wonderful opportunity for citizens to be engaged in their community and their self-reliance and in their protection. So it was a profound thing they did back then, and we're going to use it.
I'd also say that one of the big reasons that we're doing it right now is because the state constitution and the statute says the state's supposed to be doing this. They're supposed to be maintaining a militia according to the constitution, and they're not. So citizens are actually stepping up and filling in where the state government has decided not to perform its job.
So what's been the reaction? It's been, about a year?
About a year. It's been growing ever since. It's been great, actually. A lot of interest in this, not only in this county, but in Canyon and then various counties throughout the whole state.
So within the year, we've had Ada County form and Canyon County form. Gem County is formed. There is a new group in Valley County that is formed. Jefferson County formed, and there is a group in Twin Falls that is preparing to form as well.
And just because this is, why are they doing this? They just seem to feel a need for this?
People are anticipating challenging days, and they're acting. And it's been going on. There's been frustration of citizen involvement in, you know, what can I do for my, you know, for my family, my community? Where can I be involved? And so people are stepping in. They see the storm on the horizon.
Well, what do you do to dispel the common misconceptions and, of course, the liberal media's impressions of the militia?
Well, personally, I think that you're never going to be able to dispel what the liberal media says. They have seems like they have a bigger voice in every article that you read, or most, I should say. They always seem to bring up, you know, Oklahoma City, Ruby Ridge, every time the militia is even mentioned, which is the opposite of what we're trying to do here. And even, you know, some of those things weren't even, militias weren't even involved. So we keep it in the open, be open and public about everything we do, and it's the right thing. And I think that's actually empowered a lot of other people in other areas that might have been reluctant to be in something like this to,
and I think
to join
the
up.
Thing, you know, we're the neighbor. You know, we're the folks in the church pew. We're the people in the checkout line. So, you know, where's the concern? And that sentiment is not a new sentiment. Alexander Hamilton stated that very well in Federalist 29. So human nature has not changed.
And the other thing is we get a chance. If we don't tell our story, we let somebody else tell the story for us. And probably the best example is what happened in Twin Falls recently when we had when you were actually down at the ranch and we were having a meeting. Got a call from a reporter at the Twin Falls News. She wanted to talk. I said, we haven't had a lot of success with the media, but she did have the standards. And so I said, you know, I'll send you some things tonight. Her editor said, no, I got to put this out. And so she had to write an article, but she had to write it from the Standard. So basically, it was decent. Well, we invited her to come to our FTX and spend, which is a field training exercise, spend the day with us. And everybody enjoyed having her there, and that was on Saturday. Sunday, the editorial board of the Times News put out a scathing review of militias, anybody who participated in militias, you know, that they're just hateful people and things like that. The same time they're writing that, we've got a report, their reporter in the field with us. And 2 days later, she puts out another decent job of report, of actual reporting. But the point is, unless we're there telling our story, we let somebody else, like the editorial board, tell the story for us.
Well, and let's talk about the story. Why do you all go do this? You know, a lot of us, we sit back and we think to ourselves of our old days in the military or the reserves, and nobody wanted to spend their weekend in the field or doing, you know, the military readiness. You know, the difference between people that take it seriously and understand their sacrifice, it's not a lot of fun. People say, oh, you get to go out and again, these are these words, not mine. Play with the guns. It's not about that. It's about learning things, and sometimes when you learn, there's a learning curve.
Absolutely. I lost my train of thought.
It happens to me weekdays 5 to 9. It really does. By the way, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I mean, back to my question here, I'm thinking to myself, hey, you know, why do I want to go out in the field? I can watch, you know, House of Cards or Netflix or go camping. It's not like going camping, is it?
No. And, you know, anyone could sit at home on the weekend and do it. You know, most of us have jobs. We work 40-plus hours a week. Those that own their own businesses are working more than that. But yet, once a month, they find the time to go out there with as a unit to train. And it's important skills because the more we can actually do now, training-wise, the better off we will be if something should happen. You know, it's all about preparedness. You know, you, like anything, it's the skill that you practice.
And I think another thing that has come across to me is, you know, this country was not founded by professionals. And people today, I'll let the professionals do it. Well, we have a say in our communities, in our security, in our well-being. And we have every right and every, you know, reason to be there and be functional in that role. But that takes a little bit of effort and a little bit of time in preparing. It just doesn't happen.
And I think the other thing it takes is a willingness to accept some responsibility for somebody other than just yourself. And for me, that was really the transition that for me to get into the militias. I realized I was preparing my family and things what I would do, and I was convinced what I would do if somebody came through my front door, but I really wasn't convinced about what I do about my neighbor. And, you know, if, you know, as a Christian, it was like, you know, if I'm going to love my neighbor as I'm loving myself, I need to be just as ready to step up, take care of them as I do take care of myself.
580-5436, 580-KIDO, as we talk to our friends from the militia. That article, again, while I was at the Bundy Ranch, I thought it was, again, very good, very accurate. But then you had the people in the Statesman, their big story was that you guys weren't going to the Bundy Ranch. Were you shocked at that?
No.
No.
Were you shocked that it was a story?
We're going to look at the militia news, and get this, there's no one from Idaho there except two people,
which I happened to find while I was there. It just seems very strange that that would be a news story that you guys didn't go.
Well, let's talk about that. This is a really important point. We are an organized militia from a state, and we're the unorganized militia by statute right now, but we're a militia unit. And the militia has three jobs, and that's to enforce the rules of the state or union, suppress insurrection, and repel invasion. If we were to take a militia unit into another state, we would be violating that, without invitation, we would be violating that state's sovereignty, which is what we're standing for. So how do you do that? Now, that's our position. Gentlemen?
As a unit, we would not be allowed to go somewhere.
Now, as citizens,
right?
You know, we're not, as citizens, people need to do and follow their conscience and go do that. Now, you may have people that are members of militias that have gone to different places. You've probably got members of militias and along with other citizens that are at Operation American Spring today in D.C. But that's not the movement of a militia unit. That's a very, very different thing. We're here to protect the sovereignty and the state of Idaho and the people in Ada County or Canyon County in the case of the 27th.
What type of training do you guys do? Can you be specific?
Sure.
Okay. You know, right now we have people that are gifted in three areas, and we're expanding that. But communication seems to be the top of the list. No matter what we do, we find ourselves really, really needing to work on that factor. security. We have some gifted folks there, and we're but not everybody's there, so we're seeking to expand that. We also have a gifted medical team. Some medical professionals have stepped forward and said we want to be part of this, and they're very active, and they're well on their way. Another thing we're doing right now is some of us are doing CERT training. Now, CERT is a FEMA-sponsored thing, not exactly going there, but understanding the process, understanding what to do in any setting and how to respond to it is training.
So, right. Yeah. Well, again, and you mentioned the militia march in D.C. today demanding the resignation of the president. Your response to that?
Well, it's really not a militia. Well, the people of the country, by the way, you know, if you're an able-bodied male in the state of Idaho, 18, 45 years old, you are in the militia, whether you want to be or not. The state, that's the state constitution.
Fortunately, I've aged out of it.
There are a lot of us who do. Yeah. We're just volunteers.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that the people are the militia. The founders looked at the people of the states as the militia. It basically, they had three roles for citizens in a republic. You need to vote. You need to run for office, and you need to serve in the militia. Those are the citizen responsibilities in a constitutional republic.
How far away have we gotten from the founding of the country?
Miles.
You're asking us.
Miles and miles, in my opinion.
Yeah, just what you were talking about this morning earlier. You know, you get a federal magistrate that decides that they're going to violate the will of an entire state and people. Yeah, you know, and all the constitutions begin with we the people. The people are the people that are sovereign, not the judiciary branch, not the legislative branch, not the executive branch. The people established all of those things
right.
To serve them, not to control them.
580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. We'll have much more.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, we continue on talking with our friends from the militia, the Ada County Militia, the Canyon County Militia. Gentlemen, what's going on? Everybody is, by the way, you all have got headphones, but let's go to the phones. And actually, Jim has the same question I did, but I think he can articulate it a lot better than I can. We go to Jim at 580KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin Miller. How are you?
Living the dream, brother.
Me too. I want to volunteer my time. How do I go about doing it?
Okay, well, we have meetings the first Tuesday of every month at the American Legion Post in Meridian, right across from City Hall on Broadway.
American Legion Post?
Yes, sir.
In Meridian. And at times?
It starts at 7 o'clock.
7 p.m.
And a website or Facebook for you guys?
Facebook would be Ada County, 1st, 1ST, Battalion spelled out, Lightfoot Militia. And Canyon also has the same thing.
Yes. All right. Yes, on Facebook. Okay, Jim, anything else?
Again, what days? The second and...
No, first third? Tuesday of every month.
First Tuesday. First Tuesday of every month.
First Tuesday. Great. Thank you very much. You will be seeing me.
All right. Thank you. Attention to detail as we move along. All right. We go to Terry in State College, Pennsylvania. Hello, Terry. Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Oh, by the way, do
Craig,
you want to...
how are you?
Hold on, before you get to that, listen to Glenn Beck right after me today and Dave Ramsey at lunch, 9 o'clock and 12 o'clock if you want to win the big money. Sorry, Terry, go ahead and say hello to Craig. Hello, Craig.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
10 months ago, we had a meeting in Marsing. You were present, and we talked to you about the committees of safety, which in all actuality was the original function of the colonial militia, which the modern-day militia does not do. And we talked to you about CERT training, neighborhood preparation. These were things that, according to the email I still have, says you could not endorse such a program, but yet I see you leaning in that direction. Well, my question is, and if the militia is not to leave the state, I'm from Lewistown, Pennsylvania, and if you look up the history of the Logan Guard, we were the first ones to march the whole way to Washington, D.C. and defend the Union, and took out a lot of rebels in the meantime. But my question comes down to this. In the Committee of Safety, you have the neighbors, which you claim to be protecting, they govern the militia. In this case, modern-day militia, you have a bunch of men running around basically establishing their own agenda, their own rules. It's not a colonial militia that you have. Would you comment on that?
Yeah, we're a constitutional militia formed under the state of Idaho, following their rules and sworn to protect and defend the Constitution of the state and to follow the orders of the governor.
Well, but that's still not a colonial militia, which had a governing body. Again, volunteers who formed a committee.
Well, that's wonderful, Terry.
New York militia, before the revolution started, said we can't have a militia until we have a committee. Neighbors, people are going to oversight what we're doing to add legitimacy to
All right, Terry, let him respond, Terry.
Terry, the point is that's before the Constitution was formed. We are now a constitutional republic. That was not the case at that point in time. No, but we're trying to follow the current rules. And the other thing, Terry, to be plain, is that when we were at that meeting, I asked you specifically, I said, what is the oath that your people are going to take, and do you have any officers? And you said, no, we haven't gotten that far. And so if you can tell me what the oath of allegiance that people are swearing to, you're not really telling me who you are.
And Craig, in fact, if you look at the the portfolio that we gave to all of our legislators.
All right, this is a little too inside for us here at 580KIDO. If you guys want to continue on, if you have a question, Terry, for the audience, because you're kind of excluding everybody here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. question is, Craig, why would you not have a committee that would, a volunteer committee that
now
would.
What's the issue that you have, Terry? What's the issue that you have with Craig? Why don't we just call it out?
Committee. Where's the committee that does the oversight?
There's no committee in state law required for the militia in the state of Idaho. Under statute or the Constitution.
Would it be a safer factor for those that are concerned about the militia if they saw a committee, a volunteer committee, doing oversight on the militia?
Who would serve on this committee?
Your neighbors, the ones that you claim to
be. The ones who won't even get involved in the first place.
Well, those neighbors? I guess that's for... That is for them to decide, isn't it? If it's been offered to them, then I would think you might see a difference in opinion.
I'd like to have some oversight over a lot of people. Terry, thank you for the call. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. So where do we go from here, gentlemen? What's going on? Lots of meetings. You want people to – if you're counting on me to be organized, we're in big trouble.
Well, we are the unorganized militia. So.
I see.
There's just a lot of urgency to be trained and at least understanding each other. When I know somebody's down the block that has some similar training to me, I got some. We're not all fortunate to have a sheriff on our block, but we do have. And if we can communicate with the guy down the road, is in our squad.
Well, what do you say to people that say that's what the authorities are for?
The authorities can't always be there. I mean, every time I think about what happened with Hurricane Katrina a few years back, it was total anarchy. And even police were abandoning their posts. They have families to look after. I understand that. They're abandoning their posts. They were joining the looters. And then a lot of those people who were looting were getting necessities. I understand that as well. But it was a complete breakdown. If there were people who had trained and were prepared for something like this to happen, it might not have been so chaotic. And a lot of people could have helped each other rather than just a massive free-for-all that it was.
Is there a concern that the government will not recognize you guys and think of you as vigilantes?
As opposed to now?
By the way, we have...
But you have the liberal narrative where people are, they're out there in the woods. I mean, you wouldn't believe how many people, when I went down to Bundy's, and they're going, well, they shouldn't have guns, they shouldn't have firearms, they shouldn't have this. And you're just exercising your constitutional rights. However, there's a lack of critical thinking skills prevalent in our society today. That's a difficult hill to accomplish.
Well, I think the part of it is allowing us, and what we're actually doing, is being open. For instance, as soon as we even formed the unit, we wrote the sheriff's department, said as soon as we have elected officers, we will come see you. Once Steve and I were elected as the CO and the XO, that we made an appointment, went in, talked with Captain Scott Johnson. And
what's been the local reaction?
Well, his reaction to us is he goes, I don't have a problem with anything that's constitutional. And he's a former Army.
Well, God bless him for not having a problem with the Constitution.
But you know what? To some people, that's an issue. It's like they don't see it that way. So, frankly, that's a plus.
Yes.
And since that point in time, we've also met with the FBI a couple times and the Sheriff's Department. They wanted to talk with us about things that are going on, particularly the Bundy Ranch thing brought
Everybody
that up.
Everybody wants to talk about the Bundy Ranch.
Oh, I know. But it really brought up the issue about, and that was why we kind of covered that before, is about a militia unit going out of state. I mean, the real process would have to be is the governor of Nevada should call the governor of Idaho, say, we need some assistance. Will you activate the militia? That he would have to then activate a unit, because right now we're the unorganized militia. He'd have to call the militia up to make the organized militia, and then you could go. But if we do anything other than that, we're not following state law.
Important points. One more time, if people would like to join.
Well, there's a couple things. Each of the units, in at least in southwest Idaho, all have the same email address except for their license plate ID. So it's ID CCG, and so Ada County is 1A, Canyon's 2C, Gem is 1G, Valley is 1V right now, at cable1.net. So if you want to write directly to the unit, you can there. Canyon County has a Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Canyon County 27BN at Lightfoot. So just Google that.
Fair enough, gentlemen. And we said this last time, we need to get you back more often. So we appreciate you letting people know about this. And for what you're doing, it's not easy to do. Not easy at all.
No. We'll have to get you come out and broadcast live from an FTX sometime.
That'd be good. Just make sure everybody's organized, the unorganized.
Right.
A lot more than I am. Thank you, gentlemen. You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, Dave Burnett with us as we start your day with action, enthusiasm, excitement, sarcasm. And fill in the blanks. Dave, good morning.
You want me to fill in the blanks?
Yes.
Or the listener to fill in the blanks?
You fill in the blanks.
Nah, I can't do that.
All right, then we'll have to leave it up to the listening audience. So we take a look at Idaho's largest garage sale, another successful weekend. The weather was really good this weekend.
It was perfect. I mean, it really was. I mean, there's been years out there where it's been way too cold, and then there's been years where you just get blistered. So really, it was perfect weather out there. I think everyone had a good time.
A lot of great deals.
There was a lot of people. I was surprised at the amount of, like, tin wash tubs. What do you call it? You know, like, galvanized steel wash tubs going out. There were a bunch of those going out. Some old window frames, you know, with glass in them and peeled glass. Those were going out. I'm thinking about going out and getting a bunch of those and selling them.
Well, did you?
No, I didn't buy anything. I didn't buy anything. I just looked, but it was just interesting watching what people were buying.
Wasn't it your chance to buy something on Saturday?
Well, yeah, I was, but I didn't.
Hmm.
I got enough stuff. I'm kind of a hoarder. If you look at my garage, I'm kind of a hoarder as it is. So I probably could have gone out there and had two booths.
So do you have like your cars in your driveway? Are you one of those people?
I have my dance stuff because I do dance. So I have the weddings and stuff. So I have that trailer parked in the third bay. One bay my wife has her car, and then I got one bay that's got a little too. Well, I can't put my truck in anyway; it's too long. But I got one bay that's got way too much junk in it. Yeah.
Your dance thing. Suddenly I am thinking of you on Dancing with the Stars.
No, I do weddings and class reunions, anniversaries, that stuff. And I have a trailer that I keep all that, speakers, music stuff in.
I see.
So that's in the third bay.
I still have this vision of you and Polyester dancing and the John Travolta.
No Dancing with the Stars with this kid.
Hmm.
So don't do that.
So we've got that going on. The Pacers beat the Heat. Not a lot of NBA love in the city, but I've been saving up for this just because I had a feeling that Indiana would have Miami's number. And all the sports aficionados, everybody that says they know sports got it wrong. And I and me, not a sports fan, got it right. I feel very good about that. For the three people that listen about the NBA here in the Treasure Valley.
Yeah, don't know. I just don't follow that. I don't follow the NBA. You know, the Heat, what, they won two championships, two rings?
They've won three total, but two with LeBron. They've been three times. If they go again, this will be the fourth time in a row.
Yeah, if they do, if Indiana doesn't get them.
So we got that going on. Of course, the big primary coming up. We've got Russ Fulcher coming in today, Harley Brown at 7 o'clock, Lawrence Denny, big show planned today. Of course, you have to wonder if it's going to expand past 6% of the total eligible voters tomorrow with the closed primary. With not a lot of people excited, people aren't really excited about a lot lately. I think there's a passion deficit here.
Well, I think people are fatigued. I think they're politically fatigued of, you know, of donkeys fighting with elephants and elephants fighting with donkeys and elephants fighting elephants. I think people are a little bit fatigued. And I'm just saying.
Well, and so, why are they fatigued?
Just because no matter where you go, the talking heads, no matter where you go, you know, you're going to wind up... people are just tired of all the fighting. Talking heads on TV, fighting back and forth, arguing, blah, blah, blah.
Really? But how is that different from any time? I mean, they're always fighting. Everybody, you know, you go back to the Clinton years, everybody fought.
I know, but it just seems like a more, it just seems like a more vicious fight. And in fact, the, you know, the partisan bickering that's always gone on has crossed into the parties now. You know, especially within the Republican Party, to where people are fatigued, I think. And I still think people are looking for a real strong leader and haven't seen that. Ronald Reagan's not out there. But of course, Ronald Reagan, before he became president, wasn't really seen as, you know, that guy. He developed that in office.
Right.
So I don't know. I think everybody's looking for their, you know, knight in shining armor to show up, and he's just not there.
Well, we've all lost hope and change, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, but no. Do I think it's going to be a huge turnout? Nope. Don't think it will be.
So who does that favor?
I don't know. I was going to ask you that. Does it favor the challenger or does it favor the incumbent? I don't know. And no matter what office you're looking at, I don't know. Because if the challenger gets enough support behind them, they could make a ruffle.
Well, I think it's interesting looking at the governor's race at 580KIDO, that you have the perfect storm for Senator Fulcher. You have a closed primary. You have depressed turnout. You have a passionate base, as we've heard from Mike Tracy and others saying it just depending on how big the influence the Tea Party folks are. They're more organized than they've ever been. There are 18 conservative constitutional groups that have an alliance in the state. They've all endorsed certain candidates. They've all looked at certain candidates. It's called the Conservative Six or the Liberty, Idaho's Liberty Six or whatever, the six constitutional offices that are challenged. I think Lawrence Wasdin could be in trouble. The governor's race, again, getting back to this, I mean, everything is going Russ Fulcher's way. You have Congressman Labrador with these radio spots. So if Governor Otter is to lose, this is the perfect storm to make it happen. You take a look at the governor. He's not resting on his laurels. He's out there fighting. And I think it's anybody's ball game. The smart money is still on Governor Otter. If Russ Fulcher wins, it totally upends the state. And then you have a lot of people that have run the state for many, many years looking for jobs. That's one thing. I've kind of punted on your thing. I think the Smith-Simpson race is over just based on the fact that Mike Simpson has gone dark. We've been trying to get a hold of him for quite some time. It must show in the Club for Growth pulling out. It must show that the internal polling that we all have not been privy to shows Simpson retaining his seat. Certainly a tough, tough matchup. I saw Brian Smith go toe-to-toe with Congressman Simpson on the Viewpoint show. By the way, how would you like to be Viewpoint and knocked out of your spot after Meet the Press for Noodles and Oodles?
I know. Oh, that's going to be tough for the, you know.
I did watch Noodles and Oodles, and I go, wow, Viewpoint, Noodles and Oodles, it could go any either way. But back, I think David Gregory should be on that show. But I think that's how that race is going to go. I think Chris Troupas could win unless people vote straight establishment ticket. You take a look at the Secretary of State rates. Phil McGrane has gone on TV. And basically, it's the current Secretary of State endorsing him. It's like 25 seconds of him. So we'll see how powerful that is. Lawrence Denny has the name recognition. Mitch Turansky has spent money on this station and others. I think that it comes down to Denny and McGrane, the establishment versus the conservative base. And I think Denny is going to do quite well. I'm trying to think of any of the other races that that have garnered attention, and really that's about it. I think the same-sex ruling, and I'm surprised that the governor didn't take advantage of this. I'm surprised by a lot of things in this race. If you want me to shut up, I will, or I can keep going.
No, you're good.
I'm surprised by a lot of things in this race at 580KIDO. I'm surprised that the Fulcher campaign did not take it to the governor more, and people say, well, Kevin, they didn't cover this race. How about a no-new tax pledge? How about saying, well, if such and such is elected or reelected, you're going to have a gas tax, you're going to have Medicaid expansion, you're going to have the expansion of Obamacare, And it's interesting that the governor has used the controversial health exchange vote to – he actually defends it in his commercials. So that does seem to resonate. It's not one issue, but in some of these races, you know, if I'm running against Dave Burnett, look, Dave Burnett is a nice man. He's been here for many, many years. I like Dave Burnett personally. But if Dave Burnett is elected or reelected, you're going to have a fuel tax gas raise. So it's going to cost even more to do business in Idaho. Dave, is that true? Will you sign my no new tax pledge?
No.
And you create the story.
Mm-hmm.
That's my own impression of it. That didn't happen out of the Fulcher campaign. They allowed the governor to kind of just run out the clock at that debate. There you go. Another reason I would have said, look, you know, will you sign my no new tax pledge? It's risky, but you're the challenger. Why not take a shot? What do you have to lose?
Yeah, and then you just look at the TV and radio advertising. I think there's been more in the primaries this time around than I can remember of money being spent on the advertising.
You're right. And if I'm Governor Otter, I hold a news conference saying marriage is defined between a man and a woman. We fought this in 2006. We are not going to allow a federal judge to usurp the will of the people of Idaho. Folks, I'm fighting for you. And he would have, if he would have held a news conference on Friday, it would have been the counter narrative. Notice with the same sex celebration thing that there has not been a counter narrative. There is no conservative resistance. Look, all the TV stations went to City Hall to cover a party about a law that has not taken in effect. If that's not an example of bias, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave, they go, look, here's a party tray. Look, there's food, everybody.
Politics in Idaho. It's taken a little bit of a different flavor, I think, this year. I really do.
Right.
I mean, so, years past, it's just been everybody's gone to the party and voted the R ticket and called it good.
Right, but back to Governor Otter, so I think they didn't take advantage of an opportunity, and maybe they feel they don't have to. And for that point, there's Senator Fulcher. You know, Chris Troop has issued a news release saying that Lawrence Wasdin wasn't even in the argument when the judge ruled on the same-sex ceremonies, the weddings.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe if you're Senator Fulcher, you try and rally the conservative base. I think he has that. But maybe you hold a news conference and you try and get on. It doesn't hurt to hold a news conference saying, you know, this judge's decision was wrong. And if I'm elected, we'll have another referendum and another referendum. But I guess that's why I just talk politics and I'm not in it.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't want to be. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't want to be in the game. I would not want to be in the game.
I'll tell you, this crazy weather, man, it reminds me of the weather back east. It's hot one day. It's cold. It's hot. It's cold. It's killing my sinuses.
Yeah, it's springtime. Everybody keeps getting all, oh, the weather, it's gone crazy. It's springtime.
There's usually no spring here.
Yeah, there's a little short spring, and then it gets hot. You know, it's going to, trust me, it's going to get hot here soon.
Right.
I mean, we had a little taste of it the other day. Going to cool down, then it's going to get hot. Up until Memorial Day weekend, I mean, I have camped on Memorial Day weekend up in Cascade and been snowed on before. It happens.
Right.
So, yeah, don't get panicky about it. We're going to get enough hot weather, Kevin.
Yes, we will. I do believe you on that one.
Yep, we will. Trust me.
So we've got that going on. We've got Election Day. And then, you know, everybody goes, oh, I hate the election. And then there's nothing going on.
Oh, you know what? There is something going on. Let me sneak this in real quick.
Oh, I know where you're going.
The $1,000 cash giveaway, they're doing it early this morning. I'm going to tell you right now, because I know the boss isn't up listening. 6:06. Be listening.
Right.
I'm just telling you. Get your finger ready to dial. It's going to be done early this morning.
What would you do with $1,000?
Me? Mm-hmm. I'd pay in some bills. Something very exciting. I'd pay in some bills. Or buy gas. One or the other.
Right. Buy gas.
Or groceries. That, holy cow, groceries. I don't even want to get going on that.
I'm with you.
Groceries. That's crazy. So, anyway, that's just your little hint, by the way.
$1,000.
$1,000. Do it twice a day, Monday through Friday through the month of May.
I thought that was going to rhyme.
It almost did. I was trying not to, you know, at first I was going to rhyme it all out, and I thought, no, I'll sound like a dork, so I'm not going to do that.
So did you watch any of the Sunday shows yesterday at 580KIDO? You're home for Fox News on the radio. Sunday's here.
You know, I did not. I actually slept in a bit on Sunday morning. I was beat.
See, for me, sleeping in is 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
That should be for you as well.
I slept in till almost 8 o'clock Sunday morning.
Really?
Yeah. And then I got up and went and had coffee with my bride downtown. We enjoyed a nice breakfast, read the newspaper.
Downtown Eagle?
Downtown Boise.
Oh.
Went down to Flying M.
Really?
Oh, man, they make the best coffee. Unsolicited response there. They make the best coffee there.
Hmm. So back from the coffee break here, and you think you've talked about them before.
Mm-hmm.
Two things going on. Number one, we have Karl Rove saying Hillary Clinton possibly, you know, may not be mentally fit for office. He was defending himself. And then last night on the Billboard Awards, they had a video of Michael Jackson. They've got him a big billboard of him in Vegas. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, Michael Jackson, creative genius, but Michael Jackson and kids, why Magic Johnson in his past? Why do we always sugarcoat the past? In the old days, when you were growing up, the past was something you wore like a badge, good or bad. People didn't forget. Now we seem to candy coat the past.
That we do. I can't. If you're looking for a fight, you haven't got one out of me.
No, I'm not talking about a fight. I'm just saying the changing times. Oh, we don't judge people. Oh, we don't, unless you're a Republican. Unless you're a Republican, then we judge you.
Yeah, that is very true. But yeah, they did a hologram and him up on stage for the music award show, and it's just interesting because yeah, at one time we were judged by our past and our past behavior, not so much anymore.
Man, yeah, it's interesting.
Do need to do this, though, Kevin. Traffic now.
John Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, coming up next, we have the national reaction to Harley Brown. He was on Hardball. We will talk to Mr. Brown coming up, plus Lawrence Denny, plus Russ Fulcher, plus your thoughts on what's happening next. The big primary coming up on Tuesday. And the latest concerning Hillary Clinton's possible run for the White House. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Good morning.